My name is Gary Thompson. I'm the director of Toledo Technology Academy. It's the 8th public high school in Toledo, Ohio, Toledo Public Schools District.
And how long have you been doing that, Gary?
7 years.
Right. Fantastic. Now, I know you've been working with Susan for, what, about 3 years? You've been working with her for quite a long time since you first started working with her. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, I think it's 5 years.
Well, tell me a little bit about when you were first working, and even as you've been working with Susan, what are some of the challenges that you were facing?
Challenges we were facing are probably typical of any school. We were looking at something that made sense for these students that they could use to organize, and the process of doing their work and keeping it in a fashion they could access it easily. Everyone organizes differently, everyone processes differently, and we noticed that our students didn't have a plan of attack that served them in being successful. So one of my teachers, actually my math teacher, had heard about Susan Kruger and said, let's take a look at this and her SOAR process, and we looked at it, and then we started contracting with her as it made sense. And the teachers, first the math teacher, then one of my humanities teachers, adopted the process, and since that time over the years, we've infused it throughout the curriculum. All of the teachers use the same process with the students and with the parents, so everyone knows how it works, how they can use it for their success. And so it's really been a process for us, too. First, a very neat process or methodology that we could purchase and use, but we've seen the advantages moving through the years of incorporating it throughout the curriculum.
So you started out actually with kind of a focus group, but as you realized the level of, or I should say the results you were getting, then you were able to take it to more of a full school-wide initiative at that point.
Yes, it works for students, and we saw that. And we have an inner-city urban population. Many of our students don't have the economic advantages or financial advantages of suburban schools. So this actually is not a very costly method to employ, and we were able to continually purchase it for our students, and it works for them. And watching it move through the student body and being able to observe it over a number of years, students continue to use it. And implementing it throughout the curriculum made sense to all of my teachers as they watched it work for the students.
That would make sense. And you had mentioned, too, the parent piece of this, too. And tell me a little bit about how that has helped you guys, having the parents support you in this initiative.
Well, we probably do more parent conferences than certainly any high school in Northwest Ohio. And getting parents on board to help with students' homework is a challenge at times. Not many parents are particularly comfortable with saying, I want to sign up to help my child with calculus.
Right.
Or AP physics. But giving them a process, they don't have to be a content expert to use.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what will help your student move forward, has really worked for all of our parents. It's simple, it's easily understood by all of the parents, no matter what the demographic is, and makes sense. That's a huge benefit to using the SOAR process.
Now, one of the things I know that's a main objective that Susan has with SOAR through the study skills is to help the students realize that they can be strategic with their learning. Now, have you found that to kind of go across the board and how they approach learning and organizing, just the principles of this and in other ways? Do you see any evidence of that outside of the actual process of study skills? Has it been helpful to them outside of that?
Outside of just the study skills,
mm-hmm.
the organization
mm-hmm.
piece is huge. Having one binder that it makes sense to me, but I'm much older than the students, but for them, just one simple place where they can reference their work, use it for studying forward, being able to find it. I don't know if you've looked into a 15-year-old's backpack recently, but they're normally they're very disorganized and very much of a mess. So it's a system the kids can use. It facilitates their being able to access the organizational process. It's easy. It doesn't require taking 80 hours of an in-service for a student to use.
Very easily applicable.
Yes, very much so.
Well, and in, just from what I've seen, I would think that piece right there is just extraordinary in many ways, but separates this from other processes is because, yes, it helps with the study skills, and obviously you see the result of that in their academics, but to be able to apply the same principles to generally organizing their life will certainly put them, way far ahead than most students as they go into their life and can use it in other ways.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very much true. And many of my students, as I said, we're an urban inner city school with all the same challenges and opportunities that urban school districts are facing across the nation. So many of our students don't necessarily come from a background where they're just taught organization or correct study skills. And this is, as I said earlier, a very easy to use methodology for them, and they adapt to it really quickly.
And it's a beautiful thing their parents have the same access, because
yeah.
I'm sure that many of them, as you said, they haven't had the training either, and so together that it's a great thing that you're kind of doing for your whole community, kind of how I look at it, as you see it moving forward.
We have a really diverse student population, and along with that comes a very diverse parent population, so giving them all tools that they can use, and to some, it just comes naturally, but to others, it's like, oh, well, I can be involved. This is a good thing, and maybe they haven't done that in the past.
Well, as far as your experience with working with Susan personally, how has that been, working with her and with her company?
Wow, she is very hands-on, very, very knowledgeable, and yet very accessible on a personal level, and very easy young lady to work with. I truly appreciated having her in my building. She's been there quite a few times. It's been a number of years ago, but instant relationship with students, able to establish the relationship. And that's the most important part of establishing a process, being able to establish the relationship with the people involved. She did the very same thing with my teachers and with my parents. Just a very, very easy lady to work with. She has huge credentials and could very easily be intimidating. Does not come across that way at all. Just regular person, easy to relate to, and that facilitates her process being used.
But do you find her responsive as well to your requests and to getting back
yeah.
to you on things, that sort of thing?
Absolutely, absolutely. I email her anytime something comes up, and she immediately gets back to me about it. And once again, being an urban school district, financing is sometimes a challenge, and we've come up with different scenarios and ways of using her materials, and she's immediately figured out how to make it work for us. So.
When I got a kick out of it, she had shared with me with her last baby she had that you had contacted, or happened to be the day she had her baby.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
she called you back. I said, you called him back.
Yeah, my goodness gracious. It's some level of customer service. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a kick out of that. I thought, yeah, Susan. Well, one of the questions that Susan also wanted me to ask you when I was speaking with you, Gary, is that through this process, obviously it sounded like you had an extremely favorable experience with her and with her process and with the SOAR. Was there anything during that process that you've identified or that you felt had any limitations, or do you have any suggestions on potentially some other services that might have been helpful to you? She just kind of wanted me to give you an open door there if there's any other things that you would like to address that we certainly could pass that on to her for you.
Well, I have to believe that she is doing the things I would think of. The one area that I would expand on, and it's, I'm guessing that she's already doing this, is even more parental involvement. I had a workshop for my parents, and I believe that that's an area that really, really has a lot of opportunity inherent in it. There's so many of the parents that don't know how to get involved, and I think that's an area that could use expanding, but I do believe that she already offers that. It's just we didn't take advantage of it completely.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly we'll pass that on to her.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because it does sound like, as I mentioned to you earlier in the call, I did think that's just such a unique piece of this that has just such great repercussions in so many areas. It's terrific.
Yeah, and if you look, I don't know how much research you've done in urban districts, but the parental piece, that's what Jeff Canada's shooting for in Harlem. It's part of what Michelle Rhee was doing in D.C., and this is a really great way to put that component even more solidly in place across any sort of economic demographic involved.
That would totally make sense.
Yeah.
I guess just one last question for you, and then we'll wrap this up, Gary, and that is, if someone were considering working with Susan and with Store Study Skills, is there anything you can think of that you haven't already shared with me that you think would be important for them to know about Susan or the process?
I would encourage anybody to ask any question that occurs to them about utilizing the methodologies and the materials, and make sure that they aren't hesitant about doing that with Susan. Her response was fantastic. And I learned a lot from her. I'm an inquiring sort of person, and I would just encourage people to ask as many questions as they can think of.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. I so appreciate you taking time today out of your Christmas break and to have a conversation with me about Susan and SOAR and your experience there. I know she's very much enjoyed working with you. She shared that with me, and she's very proud of you, too, and the success of your school. I know it's been a great experience for her to work with you guys as well.
Oh, well, that's very nice, yeah. If I can be of any further help, feel free to call.
Thank you, Garrett. I hope you have a great great holiday and a Merry Christmas.
Oh, and you also.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.